Chazor zeichen nicht bei Gesser sagen, wenn wir Juda sagt, dass Juma darf ein. Mish said Mavarach ala shmoine brachas. The Brisa says the bracha on the Torah, ala Torah, is the bracha made when we read from the Torah in the shul. The brachas on the avoida and for hayda and for the forgiveness of Averis are the brachas that we say in Yom Kippur and Shemoneh Esrei. The other brachas are said for the Beis HaMikdash, the Kahanim, for Klal Yisrael, and for the rest of the Tefillah. Bryce explains, this last bracha refers to a bracha the Kohen Gadol made asking for the Yidden to be helped and saved. The bracha ends with Shemei HaTefillah. Afterwards, people would bring their personal Sifrei Torah and read from them in public. Mishnah said, "Haraya kohen gadol v'chulu loy mipnei she'enoi rashai." Why would we think that you would not be allowed to watch both of these events? The Mishnah tells us, "No, it's because they were far." Why would we think it's also? Mara says, "We would think that one could not leave one event and go to the other event because that maybe it's like imavirin ala mitzvahs because it's beroivam hadras melech kamash malon that you could, but it's just far, so you couldn't see both at the same time." Zuck the Mishnah, if the Kohen Gadol did the reading in the white linen clothing, then at this point he washes his hands and feet, goes to the mikvah, puts on the gold clothing, washes his hands and feet, and then goes to offer his ram and the ram of the tzibur, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, the seven sheep that are within their first year as well. Rabbi Akiva says the seven sheep were brought in the morning with the tumid. He then brought the oilapar. He then brought the goat whose avoida was done outside the heichal, which were, the Gemara will explain what when we say which were, what are we referring to, the Gemara will explain, but which were brought with the afternoon tumid. Mishnah continues, the Kohen Gadol then washes his hands and feet, goes to the mikvah, puts on the linen clothing, washes his hands and feet, and goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to remove the spoon and the shovel of the Keteris. He comes out, he washes his hands and feet, goes to the mikvah, puts on his golden clothing, washes his hands and feet, and offers the afternoon Keteris in the Heichel and prepares the Menorah. He then washes his hands and feet, and his own clothing is then brought to him. He puts them on, and is accompanied home. He makes a big meal for his friends for having come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim safely. Frag the Gemara, does the Mishnah mean to group the oil par as being brought with the morning tumid, or does it mean for it to be grouped with the animals being brought with the afternoon tumid? Also, this seems to be stated according to Rabbi Akiva. When would Rabbi Eliezer say that the oil is brought? Also, when are the parts of the par and chatas goat brought on the Mizbeach? So Rava said the Yeshiva of Shmuel clearly said that Rabbi Eliezer held that the par and the chatas goat were offered on the Mizbeach along with the rams, and the oil of par was offered along with the sheep and the afternoon tumid. He says the order follows the way the procedure as described in the Torah. In a Tesefta, Rabbi Akiva clearly says that the oil of par and the seven sheep were offered together with the morning tumid based on the pasuk of Milvad Oilas HaTumid. Then the par and the chatas goat were offered, followed by the goat offered outside the Heichel, followed by the rams, followed by the offering of the par and chatas goat parts onto the Mizbeach, followed finally by the afternoon tumid. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Akiva, one of the seven sheep was offered in the morning with the morning tumid, and the other six were offered with the afternoon tumid. Rabbi Lazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, said in the name of Rabbi Akiva, six were offered with the morning tumid, and one was offered with the afternoon tumid. Zakti Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar both dashed in the psukim to teach that the sheep should be split into two groups. Rabbi Yehuda is concerned that bringing six in the morning will tire out the Kohen Gadol before he's even done the special avodas of Yom Kippur, and therefore he only brings one in the morning. Rabbi Lazar says he doesn't have that concern, and therefore he says we bring most of them. We bring roiv in the morning, so we bring six in the morning and leave one for later on in the afternoon. Zakti Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva agree that there's only one ram brought for the tzibur. This follows the shita of Rabbi, and the two mentions of a ram in the Torah refer to the same ram process as the Pasuk even says the word echod. However, Rabbi Lazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, says that there were two rams brought for the tzibur. The word echod means that it should be the best of the herd.